Vindolanda will play host to Romans during the Living Frontier events at the end of May, while at Bird Oswald, you'll learn about the lawless border reavers. At Carlisle, you'll be able to see reenactors from a number of different periods marching through the city, and you'll be able to find out what it was like at a time when Carlisle Castle was under siege. The Roman army first occupied the site of Vindolanda about 40 years before Hadrian's Wall was built. Just to the south of the wall, it guarded the central section of the vital east-to-west supply route known as the Stain Gate. It's here that archaeologists found one of Britain's greatest national treasures. The Vindolanda tablets, as they're known, are slivers of wood covered in spidery ink writing, the official and private correspondence of the men and women who lived at Vindolanda nearly 2,000 years ago. They form the earliest archive of written material in British history. You can read comments on the Brituncule, the wretched Britons, requests for socks because of the cold on the northern frontier, and even an invitation to a birthday party. At Vindolanda, you can still see the ongoing excavations taking place at the site, and full-scale replicas help to give an idea of what the original fort was like. Just a little further on from here, you can visit the Roman Army Museum, where there's a fascinating film providing a virtual guided tour of this part of the wall. The next stop is Bird Oswald Roman Fort. Not only can a Roman fort, turret and mile castle all be seen here, but also to the east is the longest continuous stretch of wall visible today. The visitor centre has interesting displays and reconstructions tracing the history of the wall. Known to the Romans as Banner, from the early 3rd century, Bird Oswald was garrisoned by a 1,000-strong infantry unit from modern-day Romania, so they had a long way to walk even before they started patrolling the wall. At Carlisle, you can visit Tully House Museum, which has Roman collection from across the wall. Among the artefacts is the fascinating Staffordshire Moorlands Pan, which has the names of 4 wall forts inscribed around it. The experts think it was an early souvenir of the wall. Nearby Carlisle Castle, built by William Rufus, is also well worth a visit. For more information on all the places mentioned in this podcast, you can visit the website at www.hadrians-wall.org. And to find out more about the Living Frontier events, you can visit www.livingfrontier.com. Or telephone 01434 322 002.